What do you suppose is the rhetorical figure operating in this most unrhetorical Schubert melody? Anybody got any ideas? It is a device that bears the proud name chiasmus, a fancy word that means simply reversing the order of elements midway through a statement. What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba? Or John Kennedy's, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. A, B, B, A. Notice again how this figure is based on repetition, as they all are. Repetition subjected to reversal. A, B, B, A. And Schubert, blissfully unaware of chiasmus, just went ahead and created one. A, B, B, A. Now that's so obviously dependent on repetition, it barely needs mentioning. What's important is the variation of those A's and B's, which has transformed them into a musical metaphor. And the X factor here is clearly the symmetrical design itself, A, B, B, A. I was astonished one day suddenly to discover a huge chiasmus just squatting there in so unpretentious a piece as Chabrier's Rhapsody, España. Do you know the Rhapsody, España? Now this one, this chiasmus, involves two whole different consecutive tunes, not just bars, tunes. One a chiastic version of the other. The first one goes, this is the A. B. Then they're both repeated. Here's A again. B. And then the chiasmus breaks open. B. A. B. B. A. And so on. A perfect reversal. Incredible, I find it, and much more than just an amusing game. Although I'm tempted to go on playing it, but it's showing off after all. But I have found ropalisms in Beethoven's First Symphony and polysyndetons in Petrushka and asyndeton in Bruckner, but fun is fun.